And that is one of the issues. Indeed, if there isn't the help to get the people assisted in their own homes, then that leads to bed blocking because there are people staying in hospital because they can't get the assistance in their own home. And there are so many knock-on issues in relation to the chaos that's being referred to in our A&Es because the backlog happens the whole way down the line. But as Patsy Malone suggested there, are you making the effort to go to your GP, to go to your pharmacy, indeed to go to the minor injuries unit? Is it something that you're making an effort to do? Did you get that sneezing cleared up, Patsy?
Sorry, the phone just went flat on me there, Frank. I don't know what happened at all. But
you're all right.
I'm using a mobile phone here.
So. But you're making a good point about the domiciliary care.
Yes. There's a couple of things. Aside from the fact that, and I'm hearing this from the professionals in there as well, there are people who are turning up at A&Es who really should be going to GPs. That's the first thing. But the second thing, and I'm coming across this very frequently in the old constituency office, the domiciliary care packages. In many instances, people are bed blocking. It's not their fault. They can't be discharged from hospital because there is no care package available for them at the other end. And that's a major issue for the trusts. It's not that the money's not there. It's just that they haven't the staff to fulfil the cares or the deliver the care package on the ground.
Do you think we'll get it sorted this side of the next election?
Well, I went down and met with senior officials, directors, two directors from the Northern Trust, where there's a particularly bad problem. There they have 160 people who are waiting more than 8 weeks, 2 months for care packages to be put in place. Most of these are elderly people, some severely disabled. That's a problem because it leads to some bed blocking in hospitals, but also it leads to people being discharged into the likes of some of the community hospitals, as they're referred to, or nursing homes. And that's an additional cost to the trust. It doesn't make sense financially. It doesn't make sense in terms of bed blocking. And really, yesterday, whenever I met with those directors from the trust, they said, on foot of the problems that have been identified, certainly with the Northern Trust, but in some of the other trusts to a lesser extent, what they're doing now is putting out advertising for additional carers. That's what they have to do to try and meet this demand. Now, there's other anecdotal evidence that some of these private care companies just can't function and can't deliver the care packages. I speak, and again, it's anecdotally, to some of these carers. It would be extremely helpful if they paid them a wee bit more, if they had better terms and conditions of employment in the private sector. That is a problem. And I wouldn't fault anybody. And in fact, what happens is often some of the good carers who are employed in the private sector, whenever there becomes a vacancy in the public sector with the likes of the Northern Trust, they then apply for the jobs there and go into work there and deliver, which is something which is a deeply valued service for many, many families as carers. The reason for that being is there's better terms and conditions with the likes of the trusts.
Yeah, there's so many different issues, and 229 patients across Northern Ireland spent more than 8 weeks waiting to be discharged. That is part of the issue. And right at the other end, those of us who arrive at A&E when we don't need to, we've got to be a bit more responsible for the decisions that we make as well. Patsy, I've got a feeling we'll be talking about this forever, because I've been doing this programme for 8 years, and certainly for the last 4 years, we've had this, not necessarily with yourself, but with so many public representatives, trade unionists, doctors, nurses. We seem to go going round and round in circles.
Yes, and again, it's not to identify what the problem is in a lot of cases. The issue is coming up with a solution. And a lot of this is within the control of the general public themselves. For an issue which is really a sore finger, whatever it is, go to the GP, go to the minor injuries, rather than flooding out A&Es. But there is a major, major issue, certainly within the Northern Trust, in terms of delivery of domiciliary care packages, to allow for usually elderly people, often severely disabled people, to return to the best environment for their own recovery, and that is their home environment. It has already been clinically determined that they are fit for discharge from hospital, and why can't they be allowed home to have that care package around them, with the support often of their family, so they can achieve a full recovery and at least return to the comfort of their own home and have some sort of a best environment for that recovery.
Okay, Patsy McGlone, thanks for your time. One thing before you go, one of your colleagues deciding not to stand at the next election.